SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Honor Flight celebrates America's veterans by flying them to Washington, D.C. to visit the memorials in their honor. Here to tell us how we can get involved is Brian Horseman, chairman for Honor Flight Southland, and Richard Dick Haley, a U.S. Marine and Vietnam veteran. Thank you for being here, and Dick, thank you for our freedom.
Ah, thank you very much.
Brian, I want to start with you. Can you tell us what Honor Flight Southland is?
Sure, and thank you for having us, Pepper. I appreciate you bringing us in. Honor Flight Southland is the Southern California hub of the Honor Flight Network. The Honor Flight Network encompasses 128 hubs across 44 states. We cover the LA, Orange County, Riverside County, and San Bernardino areas. But our mission is simple. We want to take every veteran who served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam to Washington, D.C. to see the monuments and memorials that were built in their honor. And we do this 100% free for the veteran.
And does the participating veteran have to have served in combat?
No, then that's a great question. No. So they do not have to have served in combat. They do not have to have served in country. As long as they served between December 7th, 1941 and March 30th, 1973, they qualify to go on the trip. Not every veteran served in combat. Many were stationed throughout the world, but for the stroke of a pen, they very easily could have been in a combat role. But they were there, they were ready to go, and we want to honor that service. So no, they don't have to have served in combat.
And where does the funding come from?
We are a 501c3 nonprofit. We have been absolutely blessed by the generosity of some foundations, corporate funding, and really just individuals that learn about our mission and want to help serve our veterans. We receive no government funding of any kind.
Tell us what a typical honor flight looks like.
Well, because we're in Southern California and it's a long trip, we take a full weekend. Some hubs that are closer to Washington, D.C. just do a single day. But because of our distance, we do a full weekend. It starts very, very early on a Friday morning. We usually ask our veterans to get to the airport by about 2:30 a.m. And it is guaranteed, Pepper, that no matter what time we tell our veterans to get to the airport, they're there at least an hour earlier.
Because they're military.
They're military and they're so excited to go. Two trips ago, we had a gentleman, as far as I've been a part of Honor Flight, has the record. He actually got there at 10:30 the night before because he was so worried that maybe his car wouldn't make it. Even though he didn't have any car trouble leading up to the trip, he just wanted to make sure that he was going to be there and that he didn't miss his trip. So we start very, very early Friday morning. We usually have about a 5 a.m. flight out of LAX. And then Friday is pretty much a travel day. We get into Baltimore. We have a nice dinner. Some of the veterans will go to the bar and we start chatting and get to know each other at the bar. And then we start very, very early Saturday morning. We bus out to Arlington Cemetery to witness the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown. Two of our veterans get the honor of representing Honor Flight by laying a wreath on behalf of Honor Flight at the Tomb of the Unknown. And then from there, we move on to the memorials. We visit the Air Force Memorial, the Marine Memorial, World War II, where it all started for Honor Flight, Vietnam, Korea, the Lincoln Memorial, and then we end Saturday with a trip to the FDR Memorial, which is a really nice open-air memorial. It's a great place to kind of decompress from the day. Again, we have another nice dinner, followed by some time at the bar, chatting, and then again, Sunday morning, we start pretty early, and depending on what kind of a flight we can get out on Sunday, we visit Fort McHenry, which was the inspiration for the Star Spangled Banner, and they do a beautiful flag ceremony there for us, and then followed by a lunch, and then a tour of the Naval Academy at Annapolis. And then we come back home to LA that evening.
Are there any particular moments from past trips that really stand out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Every trip always has kind of a moment that sticks with me. You know, one in particular, two trips ago. And, you know, for me, it's always the quick moments that if you blink, you miss. But when you see it, it's very touching. And a couple trips ago, we had a Vietnam veteran that I was kind of trailing behind. His name was Kenny Moy, and he was traveling with his daughter as his guardian. And as they were walking up to the Vietnam Memorial, hot day, this little guy, maybe 11 years old, steps out from under a tree and reaches his hand out and just says, "Thank you for your service, sir." And Kenny looked at this and he kind of shook his head and said, I'm sorry. And he just said, thank you for your service, sir, and shook his hand. And Kenny kind of put his hand up to his heart and up to his face and said, you know what? Nobody has ever done that for me before. So if you weren't watching, you'd miss it. But when you saw it, it stays with you forever. And it changed Kenny's life. I know that after he had that experience, it was something he'll always remember. And it makes you feel good that these veterans are getting the respect they deserve. Another moment that really stood out for me was, you know, when we travel to these various spots, you kind of group up. You know, you don't travel as one giant group. But, you know, I was walking along with one of our Korean War veterans when we went to the Korean War Memorial. And as, you know, we're standing there, a family from Korea saw the hat that said Korean War veteran, and they ran up to him and they hugged him and they grabbed his hand and they kissed his hand and they said, thank you for saving my country. And they posed for pictures with him. And I see you're misting up there, and I'm choking back, you know, just remembering it. And the veteran, his name is Lester Probst, that's something he'll remember for the rest of his life, is the fact that he served and he made a difference. And this family will always remember this meeting with the Korean War veteran that helped save their country.
You mentioned that the veterans travel with a guardian. Can you explain what that means?
Sure. So every veteran travels with a guardian. They are their buddy for the whole trip, basically, you know, for lack of a better word. Generally, it's a family member, son, daughter, grandchild, niece, nephew. But for the veterans that don't have a family member that could travel with them, we have a long list of volunteers that volunteer just to become a guardian, just to be with them and experience that trip with them. And I started with Honor Flight as a guardian for a World War II veteran. I was just a volunteer. I wanted to be a part of this organization and help serve our veterans. And so I sent an application in and they paired me up. Many people on our board of directors started off as volunteer guardians. As a volunteer guardian, it is truly life-changing. You become their family member. I mean, you are their guy for the weekend. And you link up with them at the airport, and you're chatting with them beforehand. You meet them at the airport, and you are by their side from the time you meet them at the airport to the time you put them in the car Sunday night. And you room with them, you fly with them, you ensure that the veteran is having the experience that we want them to have. And, you know, that means making sure they're taking their medication. Are they drinking enough water? You are there to ensure that the veteran's experience is safe and that they are getting everything that we want them to get out of. It's an absolutely beautiful relationship, for the lack of a better word. And I've kept in touch with, you know, I've been a guardian 3 times, and I keep in touch with the veterans that I've been a guardian for. And as Honor Flight Southland, we don't expect the guardian veteran relationship to be a one and done relationship. We know that you're going to build these bonds with these people, and it's a friendship and a relationship that will last the rest of their life and your life. Here's an example of the bond that you have. My second veteran, a guy by the name of Don Suhuro, this trip was life changing for him. And, you know, we had a great relationship, a great bond. And at the end of the trip, made a little photo book for him of all the pictures I took on the trip. And I made this nice little book for him. And then I printed the picture that our photographer took when Don and I first met. He was able to kind of capture that meeting. And I framed that for him. And we had lunch. I gave it to him. And he was just thrilled. About a week later, he sends me a picture via text. And it was his shelf. And he had 3 things on the shelf: a picture of his wife, a picture of he and I when we first met, and the book that I made for him. It's just a friendship that we'll always have. And it's such an honor for me to be able to have this relationship with these veterans and to be able to serve our veterans, because they did so much for us. And I think we take for granted the sacrifices that they made for us. And they, you know, when freedom and democracy were threatened, were the first ones to stand up and say, not today. And they left their family and they left their friends and they left their homes. And they were sent to places on a map that we've never heard of, and they risked their life every day for us. The very least that we could do is give them this experience of an Honor Flight tour of honor for them.
I'm speaking with Brian Horseman, chairman for Honor Flight Southland, which celebrates America's veterans by flying them to Washington, D.C. to visit the memorials in their honor. Also, Dick Haley, a U.S. Marine and Vietnam veteran. Dick, can you tell us about your military service?
Sure. I was a crew chief door gunner on a helicopter. Our primary mission was medevac. That is, that we went out and when a Marine or actually anybody was hurt, we would go out and rescue them so that they wouldn't die. As well as that, it was a utility aircraft, so we did resupply and we were at the mercy of the Marine Corps. Corporal Haley, take your helicopter and fill in the blank. It was a very, very soul-satisfying experience. And I've got to tell you something. Because of what we did, we saved more lives than we took. And that gives us a really good feeling because this afternoon there's an old guy in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, taking his granddaughter out for ice cream. And he's alive today because of me. And he doesn't even know who the hell I am. I was the luckiest guy in the Marine Corps. Absolutely the luckiest guy in the Marine Corps. I do have to mention something, though. You'd mentioned earlier combat vet, non-combat vet. I wish we could get rid of that stigma, and I'm going to tell you why. It's a team. It's a big team. It's the office guy who makes sure that we get the letters from Denise. Al, remember her? Anyway, it's the letters where we get the letters from home. It's the fellow who brings out pallets worth of ammo and food and things like that. May never, ever see the enemy firsthand. But without these people, it would not have happened. The Marine Corps especially is a giant team. And we have to depend upon the Air Force and the Navy. Because without them, we would not be able to have completed the missions that we had to do. There's a lot of good-natured joking between the services, but that's just between us. We don't let civilians do that because these are our team members. So I just want to mention that.
How did you hear about Honor Flight Southland?
I was at the American Legion in Newport Beach, and a fella had an Honor Flight t-shirt on. And I'm not the shyest guy in the world, so I asked him, I said, what's that thing? And he said, were you in Vietnam? And I said, yes, I was. He says, well, remember that wonderful welcome home you got? And I said, well, my mother gave me one, yeah. And he says, what the Honor Flight does is it actually honors you fellas who went there, came back, and were treated less than you should have been treated. And what we do is we allow America to thank you for what you did. I personally, now I'm not speaking for everybody. I'm not speaking for every soldier or airman or Coast Guardsman. But Dick Haley saw some stuff. I had 400 combat missions in my helicopter. Got hit and, you know, been there, done that, get the t-shirt. But when I came back, I decided to take all of my memories and put them in a knapsack and put the knapsack in the closet and not even talk about it anymore. A lot of guys have these Vietnam veteran hats. I don't, because I just wanted to have that as a wonderful memory of doing what I did. And I'm very, very proud of my service, but I didn't want to bring it up again because it was so hurtful when I came back. It was absolutely hurtful. And then, 55 years, has it been that long? Anyway, it's been a long time. And these people came along and said, hey, thank you. Just thank you. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring you and other guys from all branches of the service, and it weren't just Marines who flew. They were all guys from all different branches and all different wars and flew us back to Washington, D.C. And I have to tell you this. My guardian was my son, Matthew. And when we get on the airplane to come back home, he said to me, "Hey, Dad, you're a real hero." And I said, "Nah, it's just me, you know." And he goes, "No, really, I was talking to these two guys who got medevaced, and they told me what you did to come and get them." Now, was it me? I don't know. Maybe it was me or Fat Hatch or Larry Kleinhans or one of the other crewmen. But that's what we did. That's what we did. And there's people walking around now. And, of course, they said thank you. But it's now nice to be thanked by America for stuff that we had done two lifetimes ago.
And Dick makes an interesting point in that, you know, he took all those memories and he put it in a knapsack and didn't talk about it again. Something that we hear on every honor flight mission, usually at dinner time, is the veterans are starting to talk to each other. And they're starting to have similar stories, and they'll talk about their experiences, and other veterans are talking about their experiences. Their guardians, especially if they're their children, always say the same thing. Every trip, this happens every time. The guardian will always turn to one of us and say, "I have never heard this story before in my life. This is the first time I'm hearing this." Without fail, every trip, this will happen. And being on this trip with other veterans, where they can talk to each other about their experiences, really is very healing. And something that we noticed is, you know, a lot of times the veterans, before we go to the wall, now we began as a World War II only organization. And as our World War II veterans are aging, we moved into Korea and then Vietnam. So now we have probably 2/3 of our trip are going to be Vietnam veterans. And there's usually a lot of anxiety leading up to seeing the Vietnam Memorial, the wall. And the reason being is this is, for a lot of our veterans, the first time that they are seeing the name of a brother or a schoolmate or a friend on the wall. And the reason why their name is on the wall is because they were killed. And so for many of them, this is the first time seeing that, and the memories start to flood back. And we as a group organization will take a step back because the brothers will comfort each other. And you see that every time. And after we leave the wall, there's a definite, you could see a slight weight has kind of lifted off the shoulders. And after we visit the wall, usually at dinner that night or in the hotel bar that evening, that's when the stories are flying and the camaraderie is really coming out. And the wound isn't necessarily healed, but there's definitely a lot of medicine that's been put on it.
Forgive me for interrupting. We went to the wall, and we looked at the wall, all 57,000 names of people who were killed over there. And we all looked for John Wiseman's name, and we looked for Larry Kleinhans's name, and I looked for all these different names. And it affects you all differently. It affects you. And this one guy, who's a physically a giant of a man, was there, and he was crying because his friend died, and this is the first time he had connection with him for 55 years. And we, vets, stood around him to protect him, to protect his emotions, to protect his family, and to protect his mind, and to protect his soul. And there was a lady there, and she must have been, gosh, 80 years old. And she looked up, and she saw all these guys, and she goes, "Why are all those fellas with that big guy?" And he says, "Oh, because they're his brothers." And she says, "My, he must come from a big family." And one guy says, "Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we're all related to that guy." She didn't want to go into that time. But it was the idea that we are all brothers. I mean, it kind of annoys Chris sometimes that although I don't wear anything that indicates I'm a Vietnam vet, when I see a guy with a hat on that says Vietnam vet, I normally will walk up to him, complete stranger, and say, "Hey, is that your dad's hat? Are you that old?" You know? And of course, that'll get everything going. Who are you with? And blah, 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 and walk him home. stuff like that. And we take care of our own. No doubt about that. We take care of our own and we protect each other because, just because. But now the nation, the United States of America, is recognizing some of the stuff that we had done. Oh, one other thing. There was a fella sitting at a table. We were having dinner. And he said to me, he says, "Are you a Marine?" And I said, "I am." He said, "What'd you do?" And I told him. And he says to my son, Matthew, he says, "Your dad's a complete moron. You know that, don't you?" And I said, "Why?" He said, "He would fly in his zones thinking that he was going to fly out."
I love that he posed the question in the present tense, yeah. Are you a Marine? Because once a Marine, always a Marine. There
former
Marines.
No, I am a Marine. There's no doubt about that.
Is there anything else that stands out to you about your honor flight trip?
Yeah, there is. All of us, soldiers, sailors, Marines, whatever, all of us who were in country, all of us who were in the military during that time were affected, and it's time to erase that horrible effect. And what Honor Flight does is Honor Flight does their part to make me a better guy.
Dick mentioned the less than enthusiastic return home from serving. That was the experience most of our Vietnam War veterans received when they got home. When our World War II veterans got home, they came home, they went back to the farms, they went back to school, they went back to work. Korea seems to have been forgotten. They came home and we kind of forgot about them. When our Vietnam War veterans got home, they were treated very, very poorly. And what Honor Flight wants to do for all three, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, is give them the welcome home that they truly deserve to have received. And for our Vietnam veterans who have lived with this memory for 55 years, being shouted at and being protested and having things thrown at them, we want to undo that memory. They've lived with it for too long. We want to replace that with something that should have happened. And so when we get home from our tour of honor, we fill the Southwest terminal with people, with flags, with signs to cheer and welcome home these heroes that truly should have been honored when they got home from serving. We try to keep this as secret as possible from our veterans. We want this to be a surprise. But as they come off the elevator, and they come off at about four at a time, they're greeted by an Honor Flight volunteer. But that they don't see is, as they turn that corner, all of a sudden they're greeted with a bagpipe and a drummer to lead them through the crowd, and crowds of people holding signs saying, "Thank you for your service. Welcome home," waving flags, reaching their hands out to thank them and pay the respects that they truly deserve. And the reason why we bring them down a few at a time is we want the experience to be personal, and we want it to be for them, the individual, and have them remember this for the rest of their lives. And I've sat through it a number of times, and I'm getting chills just talking about it. It is truly an amazing experience. And the fact that people will come out to LAX at 11 o'clock at night on a Sunday and fill the baggage claim to welcome these men and women home from their tour of honor, it's truly inspirational.
Dick, what would you say to another veteran who hasn't gone on an honor flight?
There are different degrees of being affected. And I would suggest that every veteran participate with the honor flight. Some can't because of business and family and things like that. Some can write a check and help out somebody else. I mentioned before that we're a family, and we truly, truly, truly are. And if my brother called me on the phone and said he needed to borrow some money, I'd lend it to him, knowing I'd never get it back. But I would lend it to him because we take care of one another. And that's what these people do. I mean, these people are civilians, and they're taking care of us. And I wonder in the back of my mind, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want him changing his mind. Okay. But it's healing. That's exactly what it's doing. It's healing. We've all had a burn from a barbecue or whatever, and you have to heal. And that's what this does. This heals. And if you're at all happy about it, then you can do something else to, you're not going to go again because you don't want to take somebody else's seat. But you can participate in other ways. I just think the world of these guys. I really do. I really do. And when Matthew came back and talked to my wife about everything that he saw from his eyes, it was just wonderful. And my wife thought, she goes, "Do you really do that?" "Yeah, I did that." Never mind what that was, but we'll talk about that later.
I've been speaking with Brian Horseman, chairman for Honor Flight Southland, which flies America's veterans to Washington, D.C. to visit the memorials and monuments in their honor, and Richard Dick Haley, a U.S. Marine and Vietnam veteran. How can the community get involved with Honor Flight Southland?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, there are various levels of involvement, Pepper. And I would say, first and foremost, if any member of the community is a veteran who served between December 7th, 41, and March 30th, 73, go to our website, complete an application, and come on a trip with us. Let us take you on your tour of honor, and let us pay the respects that you truly deserve. If the public at large wants to volunteer for us, we are a small group of very dedicated individuals, but we cover a vast area, you know, between LA, Orange County, San Bernardino, Riverside. We could use all the help that we could get. So if anybody in the community has particular skills or they just want to be involved, again, go to our website, complete an application to be a volunteer, and we'll put you to work. Also, you could be a guardian. Like I mentioned earlier, being a guardian was one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. And the bonds that you form with the veterans, and not just the veteran you're with, but all the veterans there. You know, you speak to all of them. And the honor of a lifetime for me has just been able to sit at the bar and talk to Dick or to talk to Don or to talk to any of these veterans who are there. It's living history. And when you start getting the stories that deserve, that should be told, we can't lose these stories to history. It's truly an amazing experience to be a guardian and to serve our veterans in that capacity. Also, we are a nonprofit. We depend on contributions from the public. If you are looking to make your annual charitable donation, we are a 501c3. Please consider using Honor Flight as your charitable donation benefactor. And something also to mention is that everybody who's associated with Honor Flight in terms of the leadership, we're all volunteers. Most of us have full-time jobs, and we pay a portion of our way to go on these flights so that the veteran can go for free. And so every dollar counts. Nothing goes to waste. And, you know, unlike other nonprofits where you write a check and you hope it gets to the right place, I could tell you firsthand experience, when we receive contributions to Honor Flight, and Dick could probably tell you from experience, that it's going to the veterans and it's going to benefit the veterans. So we could always use contributions in that sense. So you could also write a letter to a veteran to thank them for their service. Part of our trip is on the flight to Washington, we do a good old-fashioned mail call. Every veteran gets a packet of mail. And before there was email and before there was text messaging, and before there were cell phones, our veterans, the only way they had to communicate with their family and friends was through a handwritten letter. And I don't know if you've ever been to summer camp. Whenever they did mail call, you waited on the edge of your seat to kind of hear your name being called. Hopefully you're going to get a letter. So we reach out to family and friends to write letters to our veterans, to thank them for their service, to wish them well on their trip. So every veteran gets a nice packet of handwritten letters from their family, from their friends, from school groups, from organizations that want to thank them for what they did for our country. And an interesting thing, I remember a veteran telling me, you know, I always knew my children loved me, but to actually have them say it in a handwritten letter to me is something I will always cherish. Mm-hmm. And it's a very emotional trip. It's a very emotional trip. The emotions really start to happen. You see a lot of tears starting to flow when the veterans start to get these envelopes and they start reading the letters from their wife and from their brother and from their children and from total strangers who just want to write a letter to them to thank them. So the public can write letters. They can write letters to our veterans to wish them well on their trip, to thank them for their service and for what they did for us.
What is your website?
We are honorflightsouthland.org. You could also follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and the like. But yeah, please visit our website. Please follow us on social media. Another thing you could do, like I mentioned earlier, is you can come out to the airport when we come back from a trip, and you could be a part of that group to welcome our veterans home and wave the flag, hold up a sign, and it's a truly magical experience to be a part of.
I've been speaking with Brian Horseman, chairman for Honor Flight Southland, which honors America's veterans by flying them out to Washington, D.C. to visit the memorials and monuments in their honor, and U.S. Marine and Vietnam veteran Richard Dick Haley. Anything else you want us to know?
Well, maybe from Dick's perspective, what were your thoughts getting your envelope of mail or the welcome home?
I was listening to you, and I was thinking just about that. And it was overwhelming because in 1968, if you were, I belonged to a veterans club in college, and we were like ostracized by everybody. And nowadays, with the honor flight, it's completely the opposite. And it's, here I am, a grown man, and it must have been awfully smoggy up there. But it was
just a lot of onions in the.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was, but my eyes. Anyway, it was very, very. The whole thing was very, very emotional because we thought that we were doing the right thing when we did it, and I'm sure that we did. But there were so many. It was the political situation at that particular time, and I'm just grateful. I mean, grateful is not even the right word. I mean, what's grateful times 10? Because I went. And if you're listening to this and you're a vet, first off, welcome home. And secondly, investigate this because it might be something for you. And if it's not something for you, it might be for your buddy. So check it out.
Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in today. Dick, thank you again for our freedom. And welcome home.
Thank you, Pepper. Thank you, Dick.
Yeah, thank you.